Tonight's shir simin kuf nun gimel sif aleph beis gimel and dalet simin kuf nun gimel dine binyan beis haknesses, the halachas of building a shul. Sif aleph mutter lasois mi beis haknesses beis hamedrash. It is mutter to convert a shul to a beis medrash. Avaloi mi beis hamedrash beis haknesses, but you cannot convert a beis medrash into a beis haknesses. The Mishnah Berurah explains that going aleph from a beis haknesses beis hamedrash, you can go from a beis haknesses to a beis medrash. Hu makom hamiyuchad l'Torah, the beis medrash is a place designated for learning Torah. Ukedusha so gedoy l'yoser, it has a greater level of kedusha. Vafilu ein derech l'spal shom klal, even if no one ever davens there. So this is an example of malim b'kodesh. It had one level kedusha, it's going to a higher level. That's acceptable. Kasev hamogen avon, the Magen Avon writes. It's questionable if you can take a beis haknesses and turn it into a private, personal beis medrash. Well, the rabbi mitzad lahach mazed del rabbi is inclined to say it's forbidden. V'chein mashav meiri shem b'megillah, and Maseches Megillah, the meiri seems to say that as well. Sivkan beis avalo v'chul, you cannot go and convert a beis medrash into beis haknesses. Shemalim b'kodesh ve'ein marid, and we go up in kedusha, we do not go down. The notes on the side point out that today it's rare to find a basic nesses. Rav Zalman Orbach said that since we learn Torah in all our shuls, essentially we don't have basic nesses anymore. Perhaps shtiblach are designated just for tefillah and not for learning, but a typical basic nesses does have shiurim and it's a basic marriage as well. The Berlocha points out mutul asays for adin shemutul limkor basic nesses ki lasas basic marriage. The same way you can convert a basic nesses to a basic marriage, you can sell a beis haknesses in order to make a beis medrash. V'davka b'makom d'leka l'mecha shepashiyu so, but it has to be where there's no concern that you won't have a place to daven. Gan shebeis medrash mezumah lefanav, there's already another beis medrash. V'enachos on the sinas mos, all you have to do is transfer the money. So I guess there's no concern that you're going to sell the shul and you'll never go around to buying the beis medrash. That's the concern. Well, you put yourself in a position where you sell one and you never get to buy the other. So you have to make sure that the beis medrash is ready to go and there won't be this chashash that you'll sell one and won't get the other. Se'if beis. B'nei ha'ir shemachu beis haknesses, the city that sells the shul. Yechom likach b'damov teva, can use the money to purchase a teva. What's the teva? D'hainu heichal sheminichim b'sefer Torah. That's referring to the Aron HaKodesh where we place the sefer Torah. O luach shemamid lo sefer Torah, or it could be a piece of wood that you place sefer Torah upon. Machu teva, if you sell the aron, yechom likach b'damov matpachas sefer Torah, you can use the money to purchase a sefer Torah cover. Machu matpachas, if you sell the sefer Torah cover, loichem b'demes sefarim, you can purchase with that kisvei kodesh, dahein shekosav kol chumash levado, like a sefer brachos or a sefer shmos written but not together as one chamish chumash Torah. And similarly, you can use the money to purchase neviim or ksuvim. Machus svarim, if you sell these svarim, lechem b'demeim sefer Torah, you can use the money to purchase a sefer Torah. This is a continuation of each one more kodesh than the one before. Aval ibcha, but to reverse it, lahorid hamekdusha san, to sell something of higher kedusha, to purchase something of lesser kedusha, asur, that's forbidden. Va'afilam kana b'ksas hamos dovek shekedusha sechamura. Even if you used some of the money to purchase that which has a more serious level kedusha, ein yichon l'shanos hamoiser l'kedusha kala, you cannot use the change, you cannot use the balance to purchase something of a lesser kedusha. Mishnah Berurah sifkatan gimel shemachu beis haknesses, they sold a shul va'afilu chatchila nami mutar limkar k'teliknas ilay kedusha, it is permitted the chatchila to sell to purchase something of a higher level. But the Nakat Shemachu, even though it says Shemachu, which implies B'diyeved, Hainu Mishum Sefer, that's going on the end of the Halacha, to the Hoyed Mekedusha, that to diminish the Kedusha, Afilu Kvar Machu also. Even if they decided and made the sale, that's forbidden. V'ayin L'kamam B'Sifid Gimel Be'er Halacha Masha Kesav L'Sham, look ahead in Sifid Gimel, in the Be'er Halacha, what we wrote over there, Im L'ilu Kedusha Mutlim Ka Besek Neses, Kesh'ein L'Besek Neses Acheres. If it's permitted to sell a shul for a higher level kedusha, if in fact there is no other shul available. Sifkon dad yichom likach v'chulu. If you sell the shul, you can buy the Aron HaKadosh. Shekol zeh dekachashav po hu ala b'kedusha. Everything mentioned here in the halacha is going one level higher than the one before. Sefkan hei kol chumash levado. Sfar means individual chumashim. B'yimeihem, in their days, hayakosun chumashim kein sefer Torah. They would write the chumashim like a sefer Torah, b'glila, in a scroll, or with fierce gidin, sewed together with gidin, with sinew. But it wasn't a whole chamishah chumash Torah. There was a bracious scroll and a shemos scroll and so on. Sefkan vav v'chein neviyim uksuvim, and you can use the money to buy neviyim uksuvim. Shavim l'chumashim le'inyin sheyesh ilu v'kedush asan mi'at bachas. These are equal to chumashim as far as the elevated level of kedusha that's higher up than the cover. V'yachal l'knoisan b'dmei mi'at bachas, so you can sell the sefer Torah cover to purchase these things. But they're not entirely equal. The kedushas chumashim ha'asuyim b'glila gedola mehen, because the kedusha of the brachos or shmos that's written in a scroll form is greater than a navi or ksuvim. So you cannot sell a chumash of brachos or shmos and so on that's written in a scroll to purchase neviim and ksuvim. Neviim uksuvim loichin chumashim, but with the money of the sale of neviim and ksuvim, you can purchase the chumashim. Uneviim uksuvim kufa kedodininu. As far as neviim and ksuvim go, they are on the same level. We don't say neviim are on a higher level than ksuvim. They're all equal. The chumashim shalanu, our chumashim, afilu em kol chamisha hayikaruchin yachad, even if you have kol chamisha chumash Torah bound together, gara mi chumash echad ha'asu kedikin sefer Torah. It's still less than a single chumash that's written in a scroll form, sewn together in the scroll form like a sefer Torah. Sefkan zayin al ibcha v'chulu, you cannot reverse and sell a higher level kedusha for a lower level kedusha. The haydin mi sefer Torah likach chumashim, you can't sell a sefer Torah to buy a chumash. V'chein b'chumashim at pachas, you can't sell a chumash to buy a sefer Torah cover. V'chein b'chulin like, and so too with the rest of it down the line. Se'if gimel. Sefer Torah shenimtze bo ta'us, dino kechumashim. A sefer Torah that has a mistake has been downgraded to the level of a chumash. V'ayin le'el simen kufim gimel, look back and simen kufim gimel. The Mishnah Berura says, of kol ches, dino kechumashim is halacha kechumash, kivan shen karbo, since you can't lean from it, afal pisha efsh l'saklo, even though you can fix it, but right now it's on the level of a chumash. So the notes in the back quote Shuvas Cham Sefer No Debihuda, that this is the only place that we say the Torah that has a tos is on a lower level. Really, the Sefer Torah with a tos has Kedusha Sefer Torah. And for all halachas has Kedusha Sefer Torah. With the exception, when it comes to selling and Malon Bar Kodesh, this is the one place that we say that it has the level of a chumash for buying and selling. But for all other purposes, we treat a Pal Sefer Torah with the covered of a regular sefer Torah,
even though it's readily repairable.
Correct. Se'if dalad im mutar liknos b'demei kedusha achas kedusha acheres kiyotze ba. Can you sell something with one level kedusha to purchase an identical level kedusha with that money? Yesh oisrim v'yesh matirim. Some say it's forbidden, and some say it's permitted. There's no malam b'kodesh over here. It's equal level. So, is it permitted to sell one to buy the other if it's not Malan B'Kodesh, but it's not Moridin, or you dafka after you Malan? This is the Shaila. Do you dafka after you Malan B'Kodesh, or it's enough that I'm not Morid B'Kodesh? So there's those who say you can't, and those that say you can.
So what is this Yesh V'Yesh?
So the rule of Shulchan Aruch is that Yesh V'Yesh, we go by the second Yesh. Right? Stam v'yesh o'im halach istam. Yesh v'yesh, you go by the second yesh. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sefkan test. Kayotze bo, tehainu shemochu beis hakenes yeshona, v'rotze b'dame l'kachadosha. For instance, you sell an old shul and you want to buy a new shul with the money. V'chein b'chol advarmin, each of the things on the list, you sell an old mantle to buy a new mantle and so on. Is that permitted or not? Sefkatan yud, yesh osim. So there are those who say it's forbidden. You're not going up in Kedusha. You're not going down either. This is for all the things that there is a higher level. When it gets to Sefer Torah, so there's nothing more Kaddish than Sefer Torah. Everyone agrees if you sold the Sefer Torah, you use the money to buy another Sefer Torah. Sifkan Yunal, Vayesh Matirin. Some allow selling for the same level of Kedusha. Kivnal Kalponim, Ein Maridim Kedusha San. Since Lamaisa, you're not going down in Kedusha. This is if it's done already. Alin chatchila, when it comes to asking up front, it's forbidden to sell any dove kedusha to buy a same level kedusha. Even though there's no concern of pshia, that means we're not afraid that I'll sell one and I won't be able to buy the other. The item that has the same level kedusha is right there, ready to be purchased. All you have to do is hand over the money. It's still improper. Because you really should go up in Kedusha, not lateral. But if you see decay, it's not in good shape. Or let's say it's a shul, and the shul is too small. That everyone would agree, you could sell the smaller shul to purchase the bigger shul. Cause of a taz, the taz writes, "This manenu on a royin harbe moichim svarim v'lochin achem demam." In our day, we see many people selling kisvei kodesh and purchasing others with the money near the achshav mitchila kishakoyin hasefer. We would seem that nowadays, when you purchase a sefer in the first place, hayabedaita lekach. This was what he had in mind. Shielo kolz mach yitzarachlo, that when he needs it, as long as he needs it, he'll use it. And when he gets a chance to buy a nicer one, he'll sell this one and purchase the nicer one. Even if he didn't explicitly say this up front. The Eli Rabba writes, the reason for the practices, we all rely on what's written in Sif Yud. That an individual can sell his own Sefer Torah. When it comes to the community Sefer Torah, it's forbidden. Look over there in the Mishnah Berurah.